MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brian Vaughn, head football coach, Lynn Classical High School. Coach, welcome back. Good to be talking with you.
Great to see you.
Brian, off to a 1-0 start with a big win, a shutout win over Lexington last Friday. So what happened? What went right?
I think we went into the game trying to saying ourselves we're going to try and establish the run game a little bit. And I think, you know, we were fortunate enough to get that going late in the second half. And, you know, a couple breaks our way happened and, you know, it ended up being good in our favor.
Yeah. So what about the defense? Tell me about that. That obviously had to be a standout for you guys defensively Friday.
Yeah, because I thought they had a really good quarterback that could scramble a little bit. And, you know, we tried to do our best to contain him. But, you know, he was breaking some long runs. But I think overall the defense played well. I think we gave up like 4 first downs the whole game. So we were pretty excited about how the defense played. But, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement. And we're just trying to get better every day.
Drop a name or two for me, defensive players, linebackers, linemen, somebody or other, D-back or something or other, a couple of names that really performed well.
Kamani Phelps, he played really well. I think he had 3 TFLs, tackle for losses, and a sack. And then Matt Carrillo, who played well on both sides of the ball, had 2 sacks. And John Naske, you know, one of our better DBs, did real well in man-to-man coverage that night.
So now it doesn't get any easier for you with Peabody coming to Manning Field for Friday night, part of a doubleheader there. So and they're coming off a big shutout win over Revere as well. So something's got to break here Friday.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. We played them last year. It came down to the wire. They pulled it out at the end. They got a veteran quarterback, Shay Lynch. I actually played high school and college with his father. We know there's a challenge ahead of us. You know, he's really good at scrambling and making plays out of the pocket. He presents a challenge for us. We're just excited for the opportunity and hopefully things work in our favor.
Yeah, and they've got some quickness on their team and for sure. And I was mentioning the kicking game and the other piece too. I mean, their defense, like your defense, really, really stepped up and did a great job, I guess, on Friday.
Yeah, they got guys that fly around. They're physical and aggressive on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said earlier, they present a challenge for us. And, you know, again, we just, you know, hopefully we can go in a game and execute our game plan well.
One last question, Brian. Your son was scheduled to start at quarterback this year. He's got injured. So tell us a little bit about that and how that is possibly impacted the team.
Oh yeah, he got injured on Thanksgiving. He tore 3 out of the 4 major ligaments, ACL, PCL, LCL, and with that injury caused some nerve damage in his leg that gave him a dropped foot. He had 2 major surgeries, one for the knees and another one for the to replace the nerve to fix the dropped foot. And it's all about time right now. So, you know, anywhere between 6 months and a year and a half with all that stuff. So
wow. Something that's incredible. Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck Friday night.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Yep. Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical, with us here on MSO News Sports.